This recording, Ukraine 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Koma, Koma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Koma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Koma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My dad, he's a truck driver, and when I was little, I think I was about 12 years of age, he took me with him to Siberia. My mom, she was against it. She wasn't very happy because it was winter, it was dangerous, a lot of snow, especially in Siberia.
How cold?
In Siberia, it would be getting like minus 20, minus 25. I mean, it wasn't as far off Siberia because more north it gets, you know, minus 50. So yeah, I probably wouldn't go if it would be minus 50. But anyways, what I do remember is passing the pine tree forest and seeing these absolutely gorgeous colors of a pine tree, which was very hard to describe. And like I said to you before, I have never seen on any picture. It was like green, grayish. And yeah, maybe because of the moon and snow reflection, the pine trees, they looked absolutely amazing color. And we've seen herd of wolves, which looked, yeah, just the silver color was just amazing. And like I said to you before, usually on TV they look very run down, not nice, but they just, yeah, it's just more like on the hill, and just seeing passing by that, it was just, no, because we didn't have camera, you know, it was communist times, and it was, yeah, something very, very luxury to have. So yeah, no pictures, just a memory.